Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. The Dade County Commission has approved its 2026 millage rate, keeping the rate unchanged from last year. Commissioners approved the rate following the third and final public hearing on Thursday. The county's millage rate will stay at 7.5 mils for unincorporated Dade County. While the millage rate itself stays the same, changes in property assessments and growth in the county's tax digest can affect the amount of property tax revenue collected and individual tax bills. The commission's action completes the county's required public hearing process for the adoption of the millage rate. Georgia's labor market reaching new all-time highs in both employment and the state's labor force during July. That according to numbers released this week by the Georgia Department of Labor. The labor force climbed to a record 5.4 million, while the number of employed Georgians reached a record 5.3 million. Georgia's unemployment rate declined to 3.3%. That's 0.8 percentage points below the national unemployment rate. The state's rate also 3.3% 1 year ago. In Northwest Georgia, unemployment remained relatively low. Catoosa County recorded the lowest rate among the area counties at 3.2%, followed by Walker and Gordon counties at 3.3% and Dade County at 3.4%. Georgia Labor Commissioner Barbara Holmes said Georgians are working at the highest levels of employment and labor force participation in the state's history, adding that the record brings a responsibility to make sure Georgians continue to have opportunities to get ahead. In Walker County, the newly formed Data Center Development Standards Study Committee will hold their first public meeting next week as the county continues reviewing how future data center development should be regulated. The committee meets next Thursday, the 27th, 3 p.m. at the Walker County Civic Center in Rock Spring. The 11-member committee was formed to review Walker County's Code of Ordinances as it relates to data centers. The committee is scheduled to meet every other Thursday at 3 p.m. with meetings open to the public. The review comes as Walker County continues a temporary moratorium on new data center permits in unincorporated areas. Commissioners recently extended that moratorium by 180 days out through February 2nd of next year. During the moratorium, businesses cannot apply for permits to develop data centers in unincorporated Walker County. A DeKalb County contractor is facing 6 federal wire fraud charges after prosecutors say he defrauded the U.S. Postal Service through a company hired to perform repairs at postal facilities. William Camper, owner of C&G Quality Enterprises, is accused of submitting fraudulent invoices and payroll documents for work at postal service facilities in Alabama and in other states. According to the indictment, C&G sometimes used subcontractors without disclosing that to the Postal Service and allegedly listed subcontractor workers as company employees. Prosecutors also accused the company of inflating labor, material, and equipment rental costs, altering documents, and using forged Postal Service employee signatures. The indictment says C&G received about $13.5 million, with prosecutors alleging some of that money was obtained fraudulently. Federal prosecutors are seeking at least $3.4 million in forfeiture if Camper is convicted. He's scheduled to be arraigned September 3rd at federal court in Birmingham. The charges are allegations. Camper presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. In sports, the Braves were in Chicago for a one-game makeup yesterday afternoon. They beat the White Sox 2-0. They'll be back on this afternoon. Lots of day games this week. A rare 2:55 airtime for the Ford Leadoff Show. First pitch is 4:10 this afternoon. Then later on this evening, high school football continues tonight here on Classic Hits KWIN, a Friday night doubleheader across the KWIN frequencies. On 106.1 and the KWIN app, the North Sand Mountain Bison open the season at home against the Southeastern Mustangs. Airtime 7:45 Eastern, 6:45 Central. 101.3 FM and AM 1420 along with the KWIN app hosting the Dade County Wolverines against the Pepperell Dragons. Kickoff 7:30, airtime 7:15 this evening. Couple of big games, one home for local high school football. We'll have it all for you tonight on Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date anytime by keeping us handy at discoverdade.com and, of course, here on the radio at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420. Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.